Everybody, my name is Sandra, and you're listening to the Scotty Joe Podcast. I'm Regina Miles. My middle name's Rose, but I normally just go by Regina R. Miles, because Regina Rose Miles seems rather too much.
Get out of here, you transvestite. Hey, everybody, welcome back to the Scotty Joe Podcast. I'm Scotty Joe. For all our returning listeners, what's up, guys? Glad you could join us again. For all of you new listeners out there, I'm assuming we have some new listeners because we have a very special guest on tonight, today, whenever you're listening to this, Lily Mae Harrington from The Glee Project. So if you're big fans of Lily, stay tuned. Just a few minutes. I'm going to sit down. I'm going to interview her with my good friend Hallie. It's going to be pretty fun. Ooh. But first off, sitting here with my good friend, Benedict.
Hello, I'm enunciating my words like a human being.
Very nice, Vinny. I'm very proud of you. Hey, maybe you heard about this. This is a good one. Mm-hmm. You know those little copper things that kind of look like nickels and dimes? What do they call them again? Oh, yeah, pennies. We don't use them. When's the last time you honestly used a penny? I'm asking you this because just this week, President Obama, over a Google Plus hangout with some chief executives.
That's professional?
It's professional now.
Oh, okay.
He said, I can't remember who it was, said in the interview, why do we still have the penny? And President Obama said, you know what? I don't know. And now there are plans to get rid of it. Because
I thought they'd start like a whole philosophy thing. No. Like a philosophical arm of the government. Like, what are pennies? Are we cutting Lincoln out of the world?
I think that's what it means. We've had so many damn movies about him and TV shows about him. I'm tired of it.
He's graduated from the penny to our zeitgeist.
Well, it costs 2.41 cents to make a penny, which is over twice the amount.
Because you need math.
2.41. It's 0.41 over twice.
That is a number.
Articulate that. So it might be smart to collect your pennies now. Put a bunch of pennies in a box.
A penny saved is a penny earned.
Hey.
There we go. That was one of them people.
So I'm about to talk to Lily, and she's on a reality show, and we didn't really talk about this in the interview, but I want to talk about this, and I want to say this before we start. I personally am not a big fan of reality shows. I'm a classically trained actor. I went to school for it, and it just seems counterproductive for an actor. It does not help. What are your thoughts on that?
Yes.
Great. Moving along.
Well, the problem is actors are getting less and less value, whereas sports people are still getting more and more. Personally, I'm casting a film, non-union, and we shoot next week. We've been rehearsing the last few weeks, and we finally got the contracts, and I read, and the payment on the contract is half the amount that it was on the breakdown. So I emailed saying, hey, I was told this was the amount, and that's what I was looking forward to seeing, and it says it's half that, so how can we move forward and correct this? And one of my scene partners, who's we play a married couple in the film, so we've been getting to know each other better. And her and I were emailing like, you got that? Yeah, this is crazy. So we both emailed, and then they sent out a mass email to everyone saying, because of the budget's low, that's what you're gonna get paid. So if there's a problem, we'll recast. Which is interesting because, you don't do that because, and it is a craft. It is very specific work.
Right.
And now the whole industry is going like, what's cheaper? Well, we got these reality shows. We don't pay these people, really. And many people are confusing fame with talent.
Talent, yeah.
They think that being an actor means you GTL, and party, drink, and act like an asshole.
Right. You know, but what's interesting is that, and Lily will say this in the interview a little bit, I think, if it's, yeah, that, yes, it is like that, and it is very, it's very gritty, and, you know, you film all this, and you only use a little bit of it, but once you get that attention, if you are talented enough, you can get a spinoff. You can get cast in something big where you can use your acting talents. So right. It can be used for good.
And that is extremely rare.
Yeah, it is very rare.
You know, I have friends,
especially when you have hit shows like Jersey Shore.
Right.
And now you have like Snooki.
It's hit because people are just sad. Sad. Right.
Jeez. Sorry. All right. Well, I guess with that, for the Lily listeners out there, let's go over to this interview and...
Yeah, she's a survivor.
She is. She's a survivor.
I don't know any rest of the song.
I don't know either. Okay, one thing I want to note before we go on. During the interview, I kept saying the Glee projects with an S, and I kept making it plural, and it's obviously only the Glee project. I just want to put that out there for all those fans out there so you guys don't get nauseous. But during the interview, please forgive me all the times I say it. So, all right, it's still a good interview, and I hope you enjoy. Okay, we're back. Yeah. All right, we're back from the break. All right, I have my two guests today. One, you know her from, like, two of the other episodes, and she's awesome. Who is it?
Halle Cooper!
And that's how you say it if we were on a children's show.
Wearing a Muppet costume.
Muppet Halle Cooper.
No, I feel like you'd be on Zoom. Do you guys remember Zoom?
I do not.
Oh, wow. Was that, like, a New England thing? Yeah, that was a New England thing.
What is it?
It was, like, this show on PBS with all these kids, and they do, like, cool science experiments and, like, answer questions from, like, kids back at home. It was, it was a very educational, but really cool show. Like, it was really cool.
I get that. Kind of like Out of the Box or Zaboomafoo.
But it was cooler than all of those.
No, Zaboomafoo in a box?
Okay, Zaboomafoo is... That would be the best of the Zaboomafoo was awesome. Yeah. I thought that was just a New England thing.
Those two guys got a new show now.
Zaboomafoo? They ran.
You've never heard of Zaboomafoo?
Yeah, no, I don't know what that is.
Oh
the
my
monkey?
God! It's basically these two guys who love like animals, and they. I wish it's these two guys with a show, and they have a lemur.
What?
And the lemur is Zaboomafoo. It's like a Muppet lemur.
Lemurs are cool.
Don't tell my audience what's cool. Don't you dare!
Oh, in preschool, one of my teachers had a pet. Oh my god, now I can't remember what it was.
Possum?
No.
You didn't love it enough.
Ferret! Yes! Oh, really? A pet ferret, and then it died of cancer.
Oh my god!
Sad day!
While you were all in the same class?
Nah, it was years later.
How depressing.
That would be way more sad.
Jeez, you lived a life full of Sarah McLachlan. Okay, hey, we're going to get started to what the whole purpose of this was.
I don't want to wait.
For this podcast to be over. Okay, so that was a big introduction for Halle Cooper.
Hello.
Now it's our guest who you've never heard of before. I mean, maybe you have. Maybe you I'm sorry. Lots of people have heard of her. But she's famous. If you've never heard of her... Hey, what's your name?
Kevin.
Kevin. Thank you, Kevin. Round of applause for Kevin, ladies and gentlemen.
Woo! Also known as Lily Harrington.
Lily Harrington.
Kevin is not here anymore.
Right. This is Kevin. I'm going to insert that little clip of that bird from Up. Isn't that clever?
That's nice.
Yeah.
You're so clever.
Yeah, it's my podcast.
You're so great.
Okay, so we have here Lily Mae Harrington, or Lily Harrington, sorry. Did you not want your middle name?
May is my middle name. Actually, don't you see it almost more regal with the three-name thing?
It's...
I think that's preposterous. Philip Seymour Hoffman is really the only person who pulls it up.
What about Mary-Kate Olsen? I guess Mary-Kate's one name.
That's true. Mary-Kate?
Mary-Kate? Sarah Jessica Parker?
Sarah Jessica. All right, here we go. Welcome back to another round of three named people. You've got 15 seconds to come up with 20 people with three names. Go.
Philip Seymour Hoffman, Sarah Michelle Gellar, Sarah Jessica Parker, Mary Tyler Moore.
Who's on How I Met Your Mother? What's his name?
Neil Patrick Harris.
Neil Patrick Harris. Daniel Day-Lewis.
Mary-Louise Parker.
Jennifer Love Hewitt. I said Sarah. J.K. Simmons.
That's initials.
Oh, you know, it's a name.
No, it's different.
I feel like someone from our school has a three name.
Jamar Williams.
He's not famous.
The ever famous Marlon Jamar.
Get out of here. He doesn't even.
Jamar?
Yeah. Marlon Jamar.
Did you refer to him as Marlon Jamar?
No, everyone calls him Jamar.
Yeah, Jamar. His name is Jamar. He's just like, I'm Marlon.
He's probably going to hear this.
Good. I'm a man!
I want to put names in people. Like
Christopher Ryan Rowitz, who I always refer to
look,
as K. Ryan Rowitz.
These are not famous people. We are doing famous people.
Well, I can't help it if I think my friends are famous in my head.
Lily was on the Glee projects. And I thought that was really fascinating, and I wanted her to come onto the podcast and tell us a little bit about it. I'm going to assume everyone has no idea what that is. Lily, can you tell us what the Glee projects are?
The Glee Project is a competition show, and the winner gets 7 episodes on Glee.
This season on The
Glee Project. I'm anxious to see what you got.
Okay, that was amazing.
You just have to go for it.
Cut!
What the hell?
Oh my God.
Does anyone remember anything?
What the hell happened?
Just so there's no confusion, not one of you is ready yet.
I've heard a lot of no's in my life, and I'm not ready to hear another one.
To say that I am shaking in my boots would be a complete understatement.
I want to be in this competition more than anyone here.
You give me a scene and I will f***ing do it.
It's not a collaboration anymore, it's a competition. I want to win this.
Just up it a little bit. Fight for it.
God.
Cut.
He may be my first ever boyfriend.
The winner of the Glee Project is...
So you have a show to get a role on another show.
Well, we're on a reality show. Yeah. So you compare a reality show.
Compare it to one.
I'd say it's not American Idol, mm-hmm. and it's not The Voice, because it's a much more nurturing family type of thing.
That's nice.
Yeah.
How so?
Whilst we were competing against each other, every week we also had to work together. Mm. And that was almost like the most important lesson of the week is as much as you're selling yourself, Glee is an ensemble show and you are part of an ensemble. And
oh, great.
You are not the star. You have to have the star quality, mm-hmm. but you always have to remember that you're
Did you guys live together, like Big Brother or stuff like that?
We lived together, yes. 7 girls in one room, 7 boys in the other room.
Did you live in one of those mansions, like off those like MTV shows?
Yeah, we have boys, girls in 2 separate rooms. Yeah.
But like one room, 7 people. Mm-hmm. Like 7 beds, one room.
Yep. How big was this
7
room?
7 people, 7 beds, one room.
It was probably the
2
size
girls,
of your apartment.
One cup.
Whoa, really? That's not that big.
No.
7 people?
It wasn't very big.
7 girls... 7
beds,
7
beds,
1 room. I'm just going to keep repeating that.
keep repeating those numbers. Maybe they'll mean something in a minute.
7, 7, 1.
Kids, don't get drunk and do a podcast. It's just not the best idea. So do you live with those contestants?
So currently I live with 2 girls from the show. One who was made out to me, my quote unquote, air quotes, enemy.
On the show. But you guys weren't enemies.
No. We were both brutally honest mm-hmm. with each other. Mm-hmm. And that's why we have such an amazing friendship.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And now you live with each other now?
We live with each other now.
1 room, 2 rooms.
You're used to it.
2 different rooms. And then we have a lovely on the couch as well. 8 out of the 14 of us moved out here after the show was done. Mm-hmm. And,
Sounds like you're
just pouring water, sorry. So you wait, so you all didn't live out in LA before?
No.
Where did you come from?
How did you come
I'm
there?
From Cape Cod, Massachusetts.
And you auditioned?
I auditioned online, and I also did an open call in New York. And when I came in for the open call, Robert Ulrich, the head casting director, said, "You look really familiar. Like, have you auditioned for me before? Like, have you come into my LA office?" And I was like, "No." And he's like, "Oh, I've seen your video. You were already on my wall of people to call."
Oh, that's awesome.
And I was like, whoa. But then we had to wait to hear if we made it. And the day before Thanksgiving last year, I was setting the table at my uncle's house with my sister and my mom the night before, so we wouldn't have to do it Thanksgiving Day.
So resourceful.
And, right?
Yeah,
great idea.
That's nice.
My mom's. So, okay, so I get an email, and it's like, congratulations, you're coming to Hollywood.
Yeah.
And so I'm looking at it, and I'm like, oh my god, is this real? I'm like, looking at it. And I didn't say anything for like a minute, but my sister and my mom were like still doing something, because I was still looking at it like, is this real?
Oh,
is this real? And then finally I was like, Mom? And I finally told them, and they pounced on me, and I delete the email.
No. No.
Yes.
Oh, no.
I deleted the email.
No. No.
And then I had to go, like, on, like a real desktop computer to find it. But I found it.
Thank God. I mean, you were on it. So something happened.
And so we did a callback round, like an American Idol Hollywood Week type thing.
Keeping it alive. Don't give me that look, you sassy snake.
I haven't watched it this year.
So disappointed.
At all. Have you watched it this year?
I've only watched the bad ones. You know, you go to Hulu and it's like, the clips this week, the worst of American Idol. Yes, my cup of tea. So what are some things you got to do on the show?
Okay, the craziest thing we probably got to do is slushy each other.
Please explain.
So a thing on Glee, if you watch Glee, is all the Gleeks, part of the Glee Club, like, all the football players slushy them in the face. It's, like, kind of like a hazing type of deal that kind of happens.
Mm-hmm.
Or not, I wouldn't say hazing, it's bullying, I guess.
That sounds exactly like bullying.
Yeah, it's bullying.
Unless you open your mouth, then it's a really nice present. Then it's like,
So, to be initiated into the Glee family, we had to slushy each other.
Wow.
So.
Did you get to pick the flavor?
Some people got to pick the flavor, but I was bombarded with slushies.
Oh, God.
Because I happened to win that week.
Mm.
So I was featured in the music video.
Mm-hmm.
So every time I was slushied, it was lines of crew members around the cameras going, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, in a semicircle. Then they'd go back and switch it around.
Oh,
and
my
they'd
no
just be.
What?
Yes.
You, like, could have drowned.
And I had to lip sync. I had to. Yeah, you gotta see the video.
All right. Well, we're gonna put a link on the website so everyone out there can see the video.
Yes.
We're gonna take a quick break so we can watch the video. But you guys enjoy the music. Here we go.
Swim team sucks.
I love that.
And at the end, she said, "What the fuck?" And they didn't cut it.
Yeah.
Was that on TV?
Yeah, that was on TV.
Well, it's not that.
You can't exactly hear that it says "what the fuck," but I definitely said "what the fuck."
Yeah.
that's awesome.
I definitely, because I literally remember jumping in the pool right after me, like, oh, I just swore really loud in front of a lot of people. Like, wait a minute, that's what I've been doing this entire season.
Whatever. Like, it just sounds like you said, what the fa?
Yeah, great.
That's what she meant.
Just totally an expression.
Right.
So, yeah, that this was a really interesting episode because, well, I won at the beginning of the week. I won a homework assignment. And at the beginning of the week, we had to do a rap battle.
Oh,
or not a rap battle, but we had to rap.
Okay.
And so the whole point of it was fearlessness. And that, like, yeah, you're a bunch of white kids who sing, but you're about to rap right mm-hmm. now.
What song do you have to do?
Were you intimidated by that?
I was intimidated because I had just been feeling weird vibes, you know, like, especially being in a competition setting, being on a reality show,
mm-hmm.
you're in this mindset that's almost like a conspiracy thing going on the
mm-hmm.
entire time.
Mm.
Because you are in control of absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah, wow.
And
the people monitoring you 12 to 18 hours a day are in control of all of it. You literally aren't in control of anything. You're in control of when you go to the bathroom sometimes.
Whoa.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Lockdown.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
So wait, so what rap song did you have to do?
It was an old 90s rap song called Now That We Found Love. I don't know. For some reason that day, I couldn't find a good balance. And so the guest mentor of that week, a guest mentor from Glee, comes in each week to help us. And this week was Jane Lynch.
Oh.
And
yes.
She said, you know, if you're nervous, if you're upset, whatever it is, use that energy in this performance right now. Use it. That really resonated with me. And I was like, great, this is my last shot. Like, this is the only time. Great, let's fucking do it. Literally, like, again, excuse my French, but it was literally like.
Le nouveau couché?
It was what? No, two
episodes. Sorry, I just said French.
Comes it comes out? Oh.
Oh, oui.
Oh.
I can't skip us.
And so I won.
Yay!
And I got to spend like 45 minutes with Jane Lynch alone. Oh, and.
What did you guys do?
We just talked. Just like, and she was supposed to, like, you know, like, help me with the song, like, but we literally just kicked it, yeah.
Oh,
and, like,
so cool.
And she was like, I heard you have a pretty, big, belty voice. And I'm like, yeah, you know, I try. I like musical theater or whatever. She's like, well, can I hear some? And I'm like, sure, Jane Lynch, like, absolutely, like, what do you want to hear?
Yeah.
And so I ended up singing Amazing Grace, and then she came in with harmony at the end. It was just like a beautiful.
Don't you wish you had that recorded?
Yeah, well, it was recorded, but they didn't put it on the show.
Oh,
why?
Like,
can you go back and get any of the stuff that was recorded? Can you request certain things?
It's somewhere.
Put that shit on your reel.
It's somewhere.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah. Yeah, I would love to put that shit on my reel. But
it'd be beautiful.
So,
with Jane Lynch singing with you?
But, so, after winning that, so a typical week, you have the homework assignment for the guest mentor. They pick a winner. That winner's featured that week in the music video. So then you go through a choreography round, you go into the recording booth, you shoot a music video. The next day, you find out who the bottom three are. The bottom three have to perform for their life, is what they call it. You have an hour and a half to learn a song that you may or may not know.
Wow.
And then performing in front of Ryan Murphy and the three other mentors. And then one person goes home.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
That's a competition.
And, I mean, they say on the show, like, you learn it in an hour and a half. Is that actually time accurate?
Sometimes less.
Oh. Okay.
Whatever day it is, everyone has the same amount of time.
Okay.
So it's even on that day. But there were times where I was waiting in my dressing room for 2.5 hours and times where I wanted to kill myself because it was like 45 minutes.
Jesus.
Like, I had to do Greatest Star from Funny Girl, which, like, half of it is like talking and like
mm-hmm.
comedic punch timing lines, like
mm-hmm.
more than just learning a melody.
Mm-hmm.
And I went up there and, wow. Really what happened later. But
actually, let's take a quick little break and listen to some of that video, which I will also post on the website,
okay.
And you can tell us a little bit something.
Okay.
I'm the greatest star. I am by far, but no one knows. they're gonna hear a voice, a silver flute. Each time they'll toot, I hear it's terrific. Then I'll expose it. See the alchemy that I'm a natural Camille. As Camille, I just feel I've so much to offer. They look to me, they can't just see that I'd be a natural coffer. Look to the sky, you'll never see me. Looking down, you'll never see me fly. Ha da 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 da. Ba da ba da ba 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 ba. I'm the greatest, greatest star.
Okay, so just listening to that little bit, first of all, you have an amazing voice.
Really
you really, really do.
Really do.
Do you want to tell us anything about that clip? I mean, you don't have to get into too much, but anything?
No, yeah, that, I remember being so worried, about that performance, because, it was the one, like I said, it was the one musical theater song that I got the entire season, and I knew I had to do it justice. It was a Barbara Streisand song.
Mm-hmm.
One of the most famous musical movies ever. Done on Glee, like, it was a big deal, and in my rehearsals, I got probably less words that were actually shown in that, and so, like, it was scary, it was really scary waiting to actually go up there, and then, but the crew, that's the whole other part of it, is, like, there are 100 people working on that show every day that you never see on the camera, and mm-hmm. that are such a huge And they're not supposed to be a huge part of reality, but by them watching you 18 hours a day, they become a part of your lives.
Right.
Especially for us when we have one 10-minute phone call a week home.
Whoa.
So.
Prison much?
So, right, Whoa. Right. So, like, especially on Last Chance performances.
They're trying to keep you crazy.
Yes.
But at the same token.
Yes. Yeah. I can say that. That's why all reality shows do that. Like, they don't let you watch movies, they don't let you read magazines, they don't let you do any of that because they mm-hmm. want you only fixated on what you're doing. And that don't make any sane person insane.
Right.
Yeah.
Which sounds, honestly, like, to me, I hear that, and I'm like, why would you ever agree to do that? It just seems like a lot of pressure, it seems like you're very vulnerable, everything's out there, but yet you get to sing these songs on national television. You know,
cool.
It's like...
It's a give and take.
Yeah. Screw it.
I'm a performer.
Right.
That's what it is.
And there are hundreds of views on these YouTube videos.
Right.
So.
Right. And I was watching, I'm so dorky. Mm. I was watching Smash last night.
Oh, is that back on?
We have a couple alumni on that show. Yeah, shout out Wes Taylor, shout out Neil Bledsoe.
Woo!
Hell yeah. So, I mean, I'm a Broadway girl, so of course I love that.
Yeah.
But anyway, so I was watching it, and Jennifer Hudson's character, she just came in,
mm-hmm.
Of course she did.
Yeah. Gives Catherine McPhee's character a little advice, and she's like, people are always going to try to tear you down, but if the work's good, they won't tear you down.
Mm-hmm.
And that really, really, really hit me, because, like, that's exactly what happened to me this summer, is that I came off as a total bitch and a completely unlikable character in reality, but when I sang, people were like,
Okay.
Yeah.
If that's my reputation because I'm a strong woman and I know what I want in a competition, then that's my reputation.
Well,
but, like,
peg you as that doesn't mean you are that.
Right, exactly.
So I guess the true question here is, Lily, are you a bitch? But seriously, this show, you said, portrayed you as something, as a bitch.
Yeah.
Is that who you are?
My answer is, if you get anybody in an emotional situation where the ultimate goal is the thing you've wanted most in your life, anybody can get to that level.
Hmm. It's a good answer.
No matter if you are the nicest person in the entire world.
Now, what can you say about your friends that were on the show?
Okay, so...
Now, of course,
it's
they
really
are your friends, and also keep your friends.
Love them to death, but it's so interesting how certain people were portrayed. Nellie and Michael come off as, like,
really sweet and really, like, I don't know if I'll be able to do this, like, shucks, like, I don't know if I'm good enough. When they are the two most dry and sarcastic people I have ever met.
So did they spin it like that?
Good editing.
Because we shoot over 96 hours a week.
Oh my god.
And an episode of The Glee Project is 42 minutes. That's less than 1%.
That is phenomenal.
They literally make you whoever they want you to be.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah. And that's just fact. That's just fact. Like, that's not me talking bad about the show.
Right.
Like,
no, I really, we all know that in film and TV, the editor makes your performance, and so it makes sense that in reality, the editor makes your character. Totally makes sense.
1%.
And we all can recognize right now, if anybody from the Glee Projects who works in their administration, if they're listening, we understand you have bosses. You have to make your show the best so you can get rating.
Right. It is entertainment.
Yes.
It's on television.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's a reality TV show. Yes, it was a true test of my life and my love for art. And so for me, ultimately, it meant more than a TV show. But for someone sitting on a couch...
Well, they were holding everything you've ever wanted in their palms and said, if you just follow us for a week and a half and let us film it all, you can have it.
Right. If you... And I did follow like that because I was 18. I mean, I'm 19 now. I know a big difference, but like...
You're very mature for your age.
Girl.
You're
19?
I know, right?
Fuck.
Okay, so in that video where you were singing Let Me Be Your Star, one of the judges, and I forget his name. What's his name again?
Ryan Murphy.
Ryan Murphy said something about what if we made you sing that with a jump rope.
There's a couple moments where you flubbed, you didn't know all the words, but I still was never taken out of it because you kept in it, you had a tenacity. But what would you have done if we had asked you to perform that with a jump rope?
What was he talking about?
Oh, okay. Okay, so that episode was called Tenacity.
Okay.
And the whole point of the week was to be tenacious, you know, with everything you did. And the music video of the week ended up being Eye of the Tiger. The video concept was that we were doing an obstacle course and that it was one shot the entire time. And that means you have to do the obstacle course perfectly. Everybody does.
Oh.
And sing the song all the way through.
And lip sync. And be
and
tenacious.
And
be at the bottom of the pyramid and still be really excited to be there. And
oh my god.
It's like...
Dance, monkey, dance!
I mean, and Eye of the Tiger is a hard song.
Yes, it is. And what did you have to physically be doing as you sang that?
Double dutching. Or doing double dutch.
Okay.
It was like right at the end of double dutch, and then I like... You can see it in the video, but I was like right at the end of double touch, yeah! And the camera's right on me, and then I drop the jumper and it's like, oh, it's a tiger!
Yes! Wait, can we watch it?
Yes!
Okay, we'll take another quick break. Listen to this music while we little giddy people watch this video. We'll be right back.
Don't lose your grip on the dreams of the past.
You must fight just to keep them alive.
It's the Eye of the Tiger. It's the thrill of the fight.
Rising up to the challenge of our rivals.
And the last known survivor stalks his prey in the night. And he's watching us all with the eye of the tiger.
Yeah, I couldn't get those sweatpants off.
Mm-hmm.
And
because in the music video, when you watch it, you literally have 8 seconds to change outfits.
Yeah, literally 8 beats of music.
And you have to take these sweatpants off with a band at the cusp of your foot around
right.
your tennis
around
shoes.
Around a sneaker. I have knee pads on as well. Like it's
oh, really?
Knee pads and elbow pads, yeah. Thank God we did, because I would have been a mess afterwards. So, and then, of course, the only person that's allowed to help me is Eileen.
Uh-huh.
And I'm pissed at her because, you know, we had that little debacle.
Debacle.
And,
air quotes.
And so we just had like 14 rehearsals. And they were like, okay, we're going to take like a little break, like drink some water, have a power bar, like whatever. So we're like sitting. We're sitting on these bleachers. And at this moment, there was not a camera around. So it all blurs together. I really don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway. So we're all sitting there, and I just start bawling, because my pride was...
Yeah. It was hurt.
Yeah. I was like, oh, God, like, the one person I just want to knock in the fucking face, they have to help me.
Mm.
They're helping me right now. And I can't stand to be helped by them right now. So, in that specific situation, I did look like I looked like a whiny bitch. I couldn't get my pants off. But once you understand the subtext,
mm-hmm.
it's like, okay, yeah, anyone would have done that.
Mm-hmm.
I just happen to have a lot of those moments.
Well, the thing about editing for a reality show is they can choose who they want the audience to sympathize with. And
mm-hmm.
and they didn't show anything so we could sympathize with you. So it just comes off
right.
like, what is she whining about?
So in every episode, I could never come off 100% good. And when I did, the one episode that I did, episode 6, Fearlessness, when I won,
mm-hmm.
I was the bitch swim coach character.
You know, but it leads me to think that if they're this good at editing, they've got to be that good before they start. They know who they're casting. They know what characters they're going to create. They know what you look like. They know what's going to happen.
Oh, from day one. From day one, they were trying to feed the bitch thing to me.
Really? Now, was this a show where people called
day
in and voted?
One. No.
No, so this wasn't like American Idol in that sense.
Okay. No.
So why
did they need you to be the bitch then?
No,
because
good
they
story.
Need an antagonist.
Yeah.
Oh.
They need an antagonist.
Let me ask you this.
Let me word this. Okay.
And you can choose not to answer this.
Okay.
Maybe you're not supposed to answer this.
Okay.
Do you think they knew who was going to
yes.
win from the beginning?
Yes.
You did, really?
Wow, you did not hesitate at all.
No, you did not. You really think that?
And that's who won.
I believe that they knew that they wanted the final three.
Okay.
Hmm.
Who were the final three?
Eileen, my roommate, who's a Turkish Muslim. Allie, who's in the wheelchair.
Mm-hmm.
And Blake.
Who's the white guy.
He's more than that.
He's a great
well,
guy.
He's a great guy.
Yeah.
He's the good guy.
He's
the
okay.
good guy. That's
okay.
his thing. He's like, really nice, like, don't throw up, don't be bulimic, like that type of. Well, he did that in Glee. Like, that was his character.
Okay.
That's
oh,
literally.
Okay.
That's,
okay. Oh, did he win? Did he win?
He won.
Oh, okay.
Yes,
okay.
He won. So
don't people.
Don't
people.
But if I mean,
and this
isn't a secret. Again, this isn't me. This isn't me bashing. Go back to the casting special.
Right.
Yeah.
No,
anybody
really
that's listening, go back to the casting special. Ryan Murphy literally says, "We need a new Finn." Literally.
Mm.
Well, there you go.
There you go. You know.
So, and I mean, Eileen's story from the second he met her, he was intrigued by her because. Again, Ryan, it's... fuck. No, I can't
okay.
stop talking.
That's okay. You know what? I want to change topics a little bit. I want to get back to you because
yes.
Your voice is absolutely phenomenal, as we can see by these clips and hear by these clips. What was your singing training like before you got on the show? I want to know what life was like before.
Okay, so I come from a very, very musical family. All of us sing all well. We're always singing all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And my parents are also in the movie industry.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. I was always surrounded by art and culture, and I could always sing. I always, like, got the solos. I started doing musical theater when I got into high school, and I still continued on with choir. And so I was doing musical theater at my community theater, and then I was really into choir. So it was my end of my sophomore year of high school, and I was like, okay, well, if I'm applying for musical theater schools, like, I need a voice teacher. And I hadn't had one yet. I had just been belting by myself. But I realized, like, if I want to up my game, like, I need to get a voice teacher. It's important.
Yeah.
I found an amazing voice teacher named John Morrell, but he was a classical teacher. And he said, okay, if you study with me, I'm going to make you also sing classical music.
So you heard about the Glee Project's just something random for you to use your voice and not necessarily, like, I got to be on Glee.
Well, no.
Okay.
No. Since the second Glee came out, I was like, they stole my idea. When I first saw the previews, I was like, I'm going to hate this show. Like, this is going to be terrible. Oh, the girl from Spring Awakening's in it. Like, I was like, ugh. And then I watched the first episode, and I was like, oh my god, this is so good. I was like, oh my god, I can't stop. I can't stop.
It is pretty good.
And so I knew then, like, I was like, because my parents had been in the industry, I'd always wanted to do film and television, but I thought because of my type that I wouldn't get roles. And, like, Glee especially is changing that.
Yeah.
And I saw that, and I wanted to be a part of it. I still do want to be a part of the change, you know? Mm-hmm. And now there are so many other things that are the change, but...
I think Glee represents change.
And represents difference.
And difference. Mm-hmm, right. You know, I'm lucky enough to work at Barnes & Noble, where I get to meet a lot of celebrities that come in and do book signings in L.A. And Chris Colfer came in and was signing his book, and I got to stand beside him while he was signing and, you know, help these little teenage girls through the lines. And the stories they would tell, this one, I mean, one girl just broke down and was talking about bullying in school and how some episodes helped her get through it. And it means a lot to people. It really does. Especially Chris's character.
Yeah.
You know, because he came out on the show and because of that.
In rural Ohio.
So what has life been like after the show? How has that show affected you now? What do you take away from it?
Well... It definitely makes me listen more and speak less, because a lot of people don't do that.
That's why I have this podcast. What advice would you give to aspiring artists nowadays who find themselves relating to your story?
Again, I don't mean to be corny, but just because this is fresh in my mind, Jennifer Hudson saying it last night, people are always going to try to tear you down. Even if you're the nicest person and the most talented, people are still going to want to tear you down. But if the work's good, the work's good.
I think that's great advice.
I think that more cheerful, but allow the time. Mm-hmm. Love the time. Because that's what's going to inspire you later. Like Jane Lynch didn't hit until she was like... 49. Yeah, 49.
And now look at her. She's in everything.
Yeah, she's huge. She's amazing. She's great. Yeah.
Okay, so how can people find you? Do you have a website? Do you have...
I do. Okay, LilyMayHarrington.com is being worked on.
Okay.
So that's not entirely up yet. But my Twitter is LilyMayH, LilyMayH.
I'll put a link to all of these on the website.
And then my Facebook fan page.
Well, thank you guys so much for this for this awesome episode. It was great to have you on. I'm glad we got to like hang out for like a week and a half before you podcasted.
Oh,
so this is really fun. Thank you for joining me.
You're welcome.
Hallie, thank you for joining me.
You're welcome.
This has been an awesome episode.
And March 23rd at the John Lovitz Club in Hollywood, select members from the Glee Project are doing a concert.
Hell yeah!
Awesome!
We'll see that.
So if you live in the LA area, go out. See this wonderful show. Because I've met all these guys and they're great. They're all really nice people. I don't know what they were portrayed on the show because I haven't watched the whole thing. But they are really, really nice people. And they let me come into their house and drink and eat and watch the Super Bowl. I love them for it. Great! I think this is the end. I'm Scotty Joe and... Oh, let's all do it together. We're going to say thank you for listening to the Scotty Joe podcast. All right, one, two, three.
Thank you for listening to the Scotty Joe podcast.